Cracking weekend of football on BBC Newcastle. And next up, in around about, three quarters of an hour's time, is Newcastle looking to topple Chelsea. We've been speaking to Alan Pardew, who knows that he has to take care with the league leaders.
Well, managing the game is very important against Chelsea. You have to be very focused in what you're doing and have the right type of game plan to hurt them. When we beat them, we've got a different type of team, different qualities. But Musa's still a big part of that. And I think, knowing Jose as I do, they'll have a game plan to try and stop him. And we need to overcome that.
And Musa and Jack Colback both back for this weekend?
Yes, and two outstanding players, and they're kind of, I wouldn't say they're 100% nailed on, but the way they've been playing more or less makes them indispensable to us at times. Whether where they play in and around the team will be influenced by the performances I had at Burnley, though, because I had some good performances. So, we'll look at it and see if we can come up with a team that beat Chelsea.
Remy Cabella, where does he feature in your thinking after Tuesday night's performance in the second half?
Well, let's be honest. When he started these Premier League games, his first period, not as great. But coming off the bench and cameo roles, he's been excellent. So we're getting there, slowly but surely. Whether he plays the full game, I don't know, but he'll play a part in the game. He's growing, and I think we can all see that physically. He hasn't progressed as quickly as Ayo in terms of that side of it, but his technical ability is as good as anyone's here, and probably just edges everybody else in terms of how to beat people and first touch. So very important player for us going forward, and we're trying to improve him, and to be fair to him, he's working very hard to try and improve himself.
In terms of Chelsea, I mean, what sort of message would it send to the rest of the Premier League if you were to win?
We got to win. So there's no message at the moment. The message is in performance. And I think our fans have been buoyed by the fact that we haven't said much. We've just got on with business. And it's about what you do on the pitch. I think that it's like in all workplaces, what you do at the work face, and we're putting a good shift in, and I think the fans appreciate that. Even at Burnley, when we wasn't great, particularly in the first half, and you'd have to say that our fans were terrific, and I think they appreciated the second half, that even though we didn't win it, we had a good old go.
Live from St James's Park, Mick Laws and black and white legend John Anderson
on the station with Newcastle and Sunderland commentary exclusively live.
BBC Newcastle, where sport lives in the northeast.
And that was Alan Pardew talking to Chris Conway at the training ground yesterday, managing the game. All these phrases that managers have these days, they all seem to roll them out.